This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. Grounded in the truthfulness of Holy Scripture, entrusted with the gospel. Get more information at teds.edu. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with Jared Wilson, Shane Bernard, and Matt Boswell on the question of what gospel-centered worship is and how our churches can continually pursue it.
So what is gospel-shaped worship? And don't all churches practice gospel-shaped worship?
I think in a sense they do. In one sense they do, because the gospel is what forms a church. The gospel is what has drawn people out of the world and into a church. So just the idea of worshiping God, of being able to come out of the world and proclaim the glory of Christ, to sing songs that are directed at God. So in that sense, all church worship is gospel driven or gospel formed. But I think in a more intentional sense, certainly no, not all churches are gospel shaped.
What advice would you give to churches that are saying, we realize our liturgy, our meeting time, is not centered around, shaped by the gospel? What kind of next steps would a church take to ensure that their worship is gospel-shaped?
So I think in general, to look at sort of the theology of worship, first of all, so what worship is, and I think a lot of churches have the assumption, the working assumption, functional assumption, that worship is the music time. It's the time that you're singing, which, of course, that is worship. But to understand the big picture, that really we're never not worshiping. Worship is all of life. And so when you kind of distill that into the worship service, you realize that the whole worship service, the reason we call it the worship service or worship gathering, is because from beginning to end it's worship. It's not just worship during the singing time. So I think from the pastoral perspective, to look at the structure of the service, can it reflect the narrative of the gospel? Is there a way that the entire service, from opening to closing, can kind of mimic the narrative of the good news?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Shane, like specifically with singing, how can our singing also be shaped by the gospel?
Yeah, I was recently I've been trying to ask myself the question, like, why are we singing? You know, like, what is the reason why we're singing? Because I don't know if we're asking it, really. It's just kind of like, that's what we do in our church culture. We just sing songs. And so, you know, those psalms that would say, you know, what shall I render back to the Lord for all he's done for me? You know, just, hold up an empty cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Or the one that says, because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. You know, and then all the commands, like sing to the Lord and declare his marvelous deeds, declare his salvation among the world. So it's like, why would I sing to him? And it just, there's only one, it roots me in the gospel. I mean, it roots me in, I am a sinner and I have been saved by grace through faith. And that is why I sing. It's like, if I'm going to love, I've been loved much. And so like, because he first loved me, I'm going to do this. And so it's all rooted in like, just realizing that, one, the depth of my sin, and then just remembering what he's done in that. So like, singing for me, a lot of times, just remembering what he's done in the person of Jesus and the work of Jesus. So,
You know, all of our churches suffer from gospel amnesia. We as Christians are prone to forget. And so for us, we take the whole meeting and say, we're going to rehearse the gospel week in and week out. So we literally walk through God, man, Christ's response every single week. And so we're starting with a scriptural call to worship. So it's God who's calling us to him, who's initiating the gathering. And so we're reading scripture and then singing hymns of the character and the nature of God, what he's done, who he is. And then we have a really intentional time of confession of sin. And depending on the Sunday, it could be, let's now just spend a moment in repentance. Or if I feel like there's maybe a lot of non-Christian friends there, I would say, let's have a moment and just say we're sorry to God for the things that we've done. And we spend time confessing sin and then quickly reminding one another of what Christ has done. And we kind of put the sermon in that category as well, right? Yeah. If all of our preaching should be Christ-centered, that's probably where the sermon belongs. And then for a time of response at the end, we'll often sing a hymn of response, and then, of course, communion, baptism, those things kind of go there. So the gospel shapes, if we're going to be... Yeah. churches that are, say, we're centered on the gospel, then surely our corporate worship should also be gospel-centered.
I think so. And I think it shapes sort of the content, even the songs that you're singing. That sort of call and response, you know, dynamic, you know, is such an echo of what happens in the gospel. That we weren't seeking him. No one seeks God, but he sought us out. He called us. So to start with the call to worship and sing in response to that, it could shape, you know, the sort of songs you sing. So you're not singing songs that sound like, that you're boasting in yourself or that you're conjuring up God, but you're responding to what he has done. I think it has tremendous implications, not just for how you shape the service, but really it's just the content, not just of preaching, but songs and that sort of thing.
Shane, for those people leading in corporate singing, what encouragement, advice would you have to say, here's a target, here's our goal, here's some practical ways to flesh this out?
Yeah, I would just say it's super important to just remind yourself of what you're there to do, you know. And I mean, in my experience, the worship guy is just I'm just the guy who sings three songs and I punt, and then the preacher guy, he's the preacher guy, I'm the singer guy, and I organize the band and I make a set rehearsal and I make songs, what songs are doing this. And so I think step one is just take some time to think about, for lack of a better phrase, like consider your calling. You know, what you're there, what the Lord has placed you there to do, to be a good news reminder, you know, and those kinds of things. You're saying those things to me, and I'm like, there's probably a lot of people watching that would go, a call to worship, you know, I kind of know that term a tiny little bit, but by the way I grew up, I wouldn't have ever known that term. And so, like, What should I be thinking about? What should I put on screens? What should my lights be doing? What should my, you know, what am I going to do with my 20 minutes or 25 minutes or 30 minutes, however much that is, to point people to the good news of Jesus, remind them of what he's done? Yeah, I love how you put it. And that's just a great way to think about it. It's like you guys got together a team and we're going to just unpack it, who he is, what he's done, response. And, you know, those are just... that just takes some meetings of just going, what are we going to do with this? You know, God's given us song, and he's even in the Psalms commanded us to use song to tell about his marvelous deeds, to tell of his salvation among the people. So how are we going to do it? I think just asking the question, just setting up the meetings, you know, with the pastor, with your team, and just getting into, like, how can we best utilize this 20 minutes that people can actually... not only see what he's done, hear what he's done, but actually talk to him in the middle of all that and thank him for what he's done.
Yeah, and that posture is shaped by the gospel, because it comes assuming, I don't know automatically what the answer is. You know, we have to hear from God. We have to ask the questions and not just assume, well, we know the best thing to do.
Or totally.
Our good ideas are the best route to take.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. So this idea, conversation of gospel-shaped worship is a big one, and one that needs continual attention and much more conversation beyond just this one. And so my prayer is churches would continue to have honest dialogue, biblical dialogue, going back to God's Word, and see how do we most appropriate and run after, when the church is gathered, our worship is shaped, driven, saturated with the gospel.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org.